The Angie's List you know and trust is now Angie, and we're so much more than just a list. We still connect you with top local pros and show you ratings and reviews, but now we also let you compare upfront prices on hundreds of projects and book a service instantly. We can even handle the rest of your project from start to finish. So remember, Angie's List is now Angie, and we're here to get your job done right. Get started at Angie.com. That's A-N-G-I, or download the app today.
Good morning. I'm Blair Lede at Fox 2 with your St. Louis news, driven by Bomarito Automotive Group. The St. Louis County mask mandate heads back to court today. Last week, a St. Louis judge ordered the mandate to stay in place. Anyone 5 years of age or older must wear a mask inside public spaces in St. Louis County. The same goes for public transportation, and this is regardless of vaccination status. Missouri Attorney General Eric Schmidt returns to court today. He wants a judge to block the newest mandate. Schmidt also wants the county to explain why a second mask mandate is needed. The court will also consider that request. But first, the St. Louis County Executive Dr. Sam Page will have a news conference this morning. Missouri's first black bear hunting season begins today. The Department of Conservation gave approval for the hunt last spring. It runs for 10 days, only open to Missouri hunters. It is only allowed in designated parts of southern Missouri. Officials say the state's black bear population has been growing over the last several years, and a well-regulated hunt will help manage that number. From the Fox 2 Weather Department, a chilly start this morning. High prof... 321. Here's a look at today's KPLR weather. A chilly start this morning. High pressure will give us a sunny and mild day with above normal high temperatures. Tonight, temps dip back into the 50s. Quiet weather again tomorrow with a partly cloudy day. A cold front will move in by midweek, giving us some showers and cloudy skies. Cooler temperatures the rest of the week with highs in the 60s and overnight lows in the 40s. Another chance of rain moves in Sunday.